Live from East Hollywood, this is the Bachelor Masters, and this is our big surprise for all of our fans and loyal listeners and new listeners. You heard us right. We are here in East Hollywood at a Bachelor watch party recording live during the episode, and the party is hosted by Miriam and Leah. Now, we're all here. I'm Craig, of course.
I'm Chris.
ECR.
This is the first time I think we've ever introduced ourselves. Okay, so we are in East Hollywood, and if you're not from the area, you might be wondering what East Hollywood is. Now, it's an up-and-coming designation for the area east of Hollywood. Is that right, ECR?
It's where the Kaiser is.
Oh, yes, there's the hospital. For those of you that don't know, Kaiser is a successful version of single-payer healthcare. I can already tell we have a problem because ECR actually is watching the show. How are you going to talk and watch at the same time?
I am a human. And you don't do that.
This is awkward. You're like leaning in every time you want to talk and then leaning out.
Also, there are commercials too.
See, now we're going to have lots of dead air.
It's fine. I'll work it out. I just have to rewatch it, I think, for continuity.
For next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
See, the
I can't be the only
is,
one.
Usually, I count on the content for the show to come from ECR's recaps, even though I've already seen the show.
Right.
So what I think is, I'll just continue to bullshit and get Craig to tangent, and then ECR will hop in with the content during commercial. It's going to be great.
Right.
It's going to be great.
Now, ECR, why did the term East Hollywood become popular? Because we are in the, I don't know, the Filipino town, MacArthur, Westlake area.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it now called East Hollywood?
Well, I think East Hollywood is a different area from all those, and you know, I really do think the Kaiser
property values.
Oh, that's the answer you wanted me to give?
Yeah, well,
that's
how
it's seen.
I mean, it's been like that in the Valley. They keep shifting around their designations because of, you know, if some a
so
term
rebranding
goes...
rebranding is
what
you're saying.
They want, they don't want to be associated with, you know, MacArthur Park anymore. So.
I just saw Kaylin eating ice cream and talking about someone named Carl or something. I thought they were going to talk about Carl's Jr., which, you know, I love fast food, and I would have been invested in the episode right away.
All right, so where are we? What's going on here?
First hometown date is Kaylin, and they went on a carriage ride through, again, Virginia, land of Beccas.
Are we in Fredericksburg right now?
Yes.
I have been there. I have been to Fredericksburg.
Craig says he's been everywhere.
I have. No, I Robin and I took the train from DC, the commuter train, down. You go past Conoco, which is where they train on FBI agents. And one of the, I think the first big stop is Fredericksburg. It's this cute little town. We went to a upscale pet store and bought a cake for Robin's dog.
Cake for a dog?
That we flew back with us all the way to LA.
ECR got animated for a second.
Yeah, ECR, you almost broke out of your shell of watching. That is really going to make this podcast, it's make or break whether or not you engage with the microphone here.
You know, my issue is that she is a Miss North Carolina.
A Miss something?
Yeah, how can she be from Virginia?
Well, this is one of the things she said night one, that she is from
Virginia,
and she's a Miss North Carolina, and I feel like maybe Miss North Carolina as a state has more opportunities for her to have won than Virginia does.
And she pays
for
taxes
some reason.
In Florida, no income
or
tax.
That's where she went to college. I mean, I think the Miss USA circuit is like for, is like a college student. Yeah. Okay, so now we're at a commercial break. We completely missed the first segment.
I didn't miss all of it.
Did they make out? What happened?
No. They went to Kaylin's dad. They went to Kaylin's dad, and Kaylin's dad is, as he should be, trepidatious. Is that the word?
It sounds like a real word to me, Sarah.
He was, you know, waiting and slowly saying, "You're still dating three other girls, Colton," and then that's where we left off. They were having
like
barbecue.
The dad ventriloquist act, the thing that a dad always has to say, like, "You're dating three other girls, right?" That's
yes, it is so. Yeah, it's this is why we very. It's a great night because, like we said earlier, it's 20 minutes four times. So it's like, you know, one of these time loop shows. Only there's just different people in the way. It's like, you know, Groundhog's Day, Russian Doll.
Well, you know what? I want to record expectations here because I do love this energy, but I will say watching and recording at the same time is such sensory overload. I kind of love it, but I do see my brain can't handle all of the content coming in, content coming out. It's good.
Right. This is either going to work well or it's just not going to work at all. We'll find out tomorrow after we post it.
We might have a 20-minute episode.
Yeah. We're just going to cut this down to live from East Hollywood, end of episode. EZR is giving me a look like, shut up and let's talk about Kaylin.
No, I have.
Oh, there's Kaylin's sister.
Right.
Right.
I want you to look at her.
She's been getting a lot of attention online because she was on TV already for some reason, right? I want the best for you. She does look like an Instagram influencer. Okay, what's going on with her eyebrows?
What is going on with her mouth?
Is one stuck or something?
Craig's passion now comes early.
Why is she looking up and to the right the entire time? You see that?
You know who she looks like?
It's because she can't see through her eyebrows. So she's looking up like when you have a blindfold on and you have to look up to see, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
Trying to cheat it, knocking out the pinata.
That's what she, her mom is what she would look like without those fake eyebrows. Eyelashes. That's where my excitement comes from. That was my fashion roundup.
She looks like the little slug on Monsters, Inc., the slug lady.
The mom does?
The sister looks like the slug.
Have you seen Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, it's been a while, but no, we haven't.
Boof it. Oh.
Okay, so Monsters, Inc. All right, so that'll be your next Instagram post.
Mm.
So, okay, so he likes the mom. He seems fine. There's no drama going on here, so this
How
is fine.
How could they have had some trials? That's what the mom just said, that they've been, you know, him and Kaylin have been up and down as if they've had gone through hardships.
Right. You're still going to have to recap all this for me, Sarah, because I'm not really taking it in, but I'm realizing something about a normal show. It's Bachelor Masters meta moment here. We come in with our conclusions before we record.
Yes.
We don't have those.
Yeah, but now we're just like, look at those eyebrows.
We're like, we're going to do a recap while we watch.
Okay, so there's the dad.
Look at the back of the dad's head.
I'm glad he dressed up.
Wispy top and then a circle in the back that's bald like a monk.
Can we talk about the white crew neck undershirt underneath the collared shirt for a second? Have I yelled about this before?
I think you have.
I absolutely cannot stand that. First of all, they sell black crew neck undershirts.
Yeah, it's blue, sure.
Yeah, but why is he wearing a white? Why do men continue to wear white undershirts?
It's the fashion.
No, it's only because men do what society tells them to do, and they have no capacity to try something else. Wear a black undershirt or wear a V-neck or don't wear one at all.
I've never seen a black undershirt that's like Hanes.
I wear them all the time.
Or, you know, that's like a Hanes white shirt.
I buy them by the like package load. That's what I wear.
Well, I think that's just how I see dads. Dads
just get a solid layer of sweat on your chest and on your normal shirts.
It's just the thing. You wear a white undershirt. I've never understood it because it's like it takes away from the shirt. It's like now I'm just staring at this bright white shirt underneath this blue shirt. Meanwhile, is he crying?
She just said that he is not her actual dad. This is her biological dad has not been there for her. So,
and she said it in a way that didn't make him happy? Like,
no,
I am your dad?
He was touched.
Oh, because he's like, I love you, you're my dad, even though you're not my biological dad?
Oh my God, she's pulling out
with that?
Well, she pulls out all the stops to make sure she's the bachelorette.
But it's, oh, right.
Like, gotcha. She doesn't have to address that at all.
Right. You're right. Well, you gotta imagine there's a producer there saying, talk about the fact that he's not your biological dad. He's like, how do you know that you're the right guy for her? He's like, I don't know, because I'm on a TV show that your daughter signed up for. What I do know about your family. So, excuse me, Dad, I do have one question for you. How was your daughter the Miss North Carolina when we're in Virginia right now? That's what I was.
They're having some horror film moment where they're watching their memories projected on a screen.
Yeah, this is weird.
Alone.
Yeah, they're in a hallway looking at a projection. of her baby videos where she almost died because she had some life-threatening disease.
Did she?
Yes.
So she made that part up, no?
She had so she has more than one backstory that is dramatic?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, so we got one is the serious issue that we don't want to make fun of course, but well, she's active in the
like victim
yeah
power
trying
movement.
Yeah trying to stop sexual assault. Okay. I mean, I'm trying to be like serious here. I'm not
I don't know what to call it either.
Okay, so number two is what?
Number two
is that her dad's not her real dad.
Not to be insensitive, that's not necessarily a bad thing, well, but it's just an interesting
her
thing.
But she could have pulled any of these out last episode.
She pulled out the early childhood. So my point is that imagine if we took every bad thing that's ever happened in any of our lives and just used it strategically on a show to gain favor with the audience. See, Jussie Smollett style.
My problem is that I think of all the bad things that have happened to me as like building character.
Right, but she knows the formula to using
to
it on a reality show.
Okay, so wait, number three is what? She almost died when she was young?
When she was young, she had some either life-threatening disease or something that happened to her. I think it was some kind of like
but this cancer. She has not told Colton that.
No, she has. She told him that second episode, third episode. Yeah.
Okay, wow. So she's got three in the back. That's
three strikes, you're in.
You have to have the right amount of like people that feel bad for you, but you still are a beauty queen. So.
Well, I was. We're at the commercial break now, so now we have EZR's attention again. So, I'm a little let down by the sister. I thought she was going to be more tension grabbing. Well, there was two sisters. There's Kaylin's sister and Cassie's sister, which apparently have had.
Oh, right.
Stuff going on before the show. That seemed like a letdown. So now I'm putting all my attention on Cassie's sister. There's some clip of her like on the Tonight Show. I was on the subway here, so I didn't really get a chance to really dive into it. It seems like a big deal.
The Jay Leno?
Something like that, yeah. Some Tonight Show. Yeah.
Okay. Or some late night.
Yeah, so she's famous-ish. Before this all started, so I'm kind of hoping she tries to steal the show. Remember the twins?
Kendall.
Yeah, remember when they went to her hometown?
Paradise.
That's all. She took her to her fake taxidermy barn.
Yeah.
And remember the twin sister dressed all like scandalous and halter top and tried to steal Ari?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping that happens.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, we are in Alabama. All right, the poorest state in our union.
It's not Mississippi? It's not the poorest?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Alabama. I mean, either way, they're taking, so us Californians and New Yorkers, Chris?
Yeah.
You know, we pay twice as much federal taxes as we get back.
Yep.
And guess who's taking all those federal taxes?
Alabama and Mississippi. Yeah.
So, thanks for your senators voting all against all things California likes, people. Do you think we have any listeners in Alabama? That'd be cool. I want to go to Alabama. More than I want to go back to Florida.
Me too, and Kentucky. Those are like my top three states.
Why Kentucky?
They have that kind of, like what Craig is saying, the kind of grimy allure.
Yeah.
But I need to hide behind both you guys.
It's the South, man. What's going on there?
You two and Mark will make a little triangle around me so I can look around.
All right, so who's this? Is that the mom? That's not the mom. That's a sister?
No. That's the mom.
That's the mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Craig is trying to compliment Cassie's mom by mistaking her with her sister.
Well, this is Hannah B. Is this Hannah B? It's okay. I mean,
oh
I don't
God.
Blame you.
Sorry.
They're giving him a charm class, like a charm lesson.
Oh my God.
So.
Sam, did you hear that? This is the woman that ran her car on the lawn chasing the husband during the divorce.
Oh, God.
She's capable of anything.
She is what Chris says. She's the get out family.
Okay. Thank God we're leaving that dinner table. It's not even their house. It's like the state house.
It's just some front that's going to fall down as soon as they walk
away. We're not going to take you to our house. We're going to take you to the Alabama State Legislature to have lunch.
So now she's going to go see her dad.
Oh, oh,
because
so
her dad and her mom can't even be in the same room.
Right,
same
otherwise she's going to drive a car out.
Yeah, what are those tire marks on the dad's lawn?
Why is the mailbox constantly on the ground broken? Oh, I can see now. This is where I get really excited. So you got to get some bluegrass, like down south music, right?
Oh yeah. What's and the music that you realize was regionally inappropriate? Yes. You're a little sensitive.
Yeah. Get some a pickup truck with some guys in the back with baseball bats, and you beat the mailbox.
Craig, look. This is classic divorce family competition tactics because the dad is going with the quantity.
Oh yes.
The mom, bringing everyone, the manners, the condescension. Yeah. This is the quantity family tactic.
Well, that's the grandma I talked about at the end of last episode, where she puts her hand on her forehead. And she's like, I just don't understand. I don't. They're all smiling awkwardly. A toast is a good way to get going.
He is the king of toasts. We have learned this whole season.
Yes.
Yeah, he forces toasts on people and catches them off guard in the middle of the night, and then berates them for it when they can't toast.
That happened once.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, they're having a Southern veiled conversation about virginity without saying what's really happening.
Yeah. See, it's like we've got the subtitles on, but then I need ECR's translations also. It's like the subtitles to the subtitles, and I appreciate that.
Right. I would love to know. I mean, I don't want to put too much speculation on this, but it's how many of the people that are giving advice on virginity and marriage and family are divorced? Right, I'm not saying that like those two are mutually exclusive, but when Jax and Brittany from Vanderpump Rules went to Kentucky for their little thing, he finally couldn't take it anymore because he was getting all this like marriage stuff. And he's like, you all have multiple kids and I've been divorced 3 times, which is totally exactly the truth of the situation. And of course, Jax got totally lit up for that on social media. It's like, you're not supposed to say something like that. But getting like marriage and kid and virginity advice from, you know, anyone in this day and age, I think is a little suspect.
I get kind of frustrated with things like that, Craig, because honestly, anyone can give you advice about anything despite their background.
Right.
The psychologists are the most messed up people and they have good advice, right?
And
sometimes it's worth listening to, despite their own life.
All right. So we're intercutting a grandma talk with a biological dad talk, right?
That's the mom?
Oh, that's not the grandma. That's the biological, that's the dad.
It's just a baby photo because we just don't believe it.
Who was the mom? Who was
the
lady?
The etiquette coach.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, no. She's like a hired professional.
Wait.
It's a bachelor master's correction.
Rewind. So wait a second. So that weird lunch that took place in the courthouse with no furniture was no relation.
That was a random.
She was just a random. Oh my god.
Time filler, you know.
I saw it on the screen, but I didn't say anything because I thought it was one of those situations where her dad married someone, and she calls her mom.
So this is the stepmom?
This is the mom.
This is the mom. Mom.
This looks like
so. It's the stepdad. That's stepdad.
No. These are both the parents. We were wrong before. That other person said was the mom.
But it's still true that Hannah G's mom drove in a car chasing after the dad during the divorce. Right? They're divorced.
Yeah.
So they're in the same house after a messy divorce?
I guess that might have been 20
something
years ago.
Something worth celebrating.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
doesn't it look like we should be in Vegas with all these people? Like, I feel like when I went to Las Vegas, this is exactly everyone I'd see at the slot machines.
Did you see how much wine was in her glass? That's like a Vegas amount of wine.
The
mom's wasted.
This is the hypocrisy we talk about on The Bachelor. On The Bachelor, you can only have sex with someone if you say I love you.
Right.
So, once she says, I love him, Mom, that means it's okay to watch the fantasy suite.
Right.
And it really is annoying because Demi's I love you means nothing. Her I love you means nothing. But that's what you need to do for the censors. So anyone ever talks about, you know, Sharia law needs to, or something.
Oh, right. Well, Chris, I have something to admit. Every time I've had sex, I've been in love with the person that I had sex with. It's true.
Thank you for directing that to me.
That is absolutely true.
I did wonder about that. That's good.
I've never had sex with anyone I wasn't in love with.
I know you're lying, but I believe you.
Craig singles me out because I'm gullible.
Fashion roundup. I like what she's wearing. Black. Is that a halter top? Is that what you call it? No. Shoulder off the shoulder. Halter top would be showing her belly button. But simple, elegant, tucked into the up high rising jeans.
Yeah, it's a 90s sexy look because you're showing shoulders.
Okay. So now.
Okay. Wait a minute. Just because we're going to have to cut most of that, the lady out, the
etiquette. Fine, we can leave it. Out. So we got it wrong. See, this is the risk of live radio.
Right, right.
That's what makes us better.
Football.
We are less accurate. We are more prone to error.
So what if we were wrong for a whole 20 minutes and formed our entire opinion of this?
Craig and I were wrong for like two seasons before we started our game.
Yes.
I think it's almost borderline cruel to take a football guy to dinner and make him, a football player to dinner, and make him follow rules of etiquette of taking nibbles out of things.
Well, when they lay out, when the producers lay out, okay, we're in Birmingham or whatever, and we can do X, Y, and Z as like our lead into meeting your family. Somebody had to pick a etiquette dinner. I mean, I know the producers probably like call ahead and try to get it all free, which is fine too, but I can't imagine Hannah G like going out of her way to pick that. But the thing is, we talked about this last episode, Hannah G has no opinion on anything.
Right.
She'd be like, whatever. Uh-huh. Sure. Sounds good. It's either that or horseback riding.
Right, right.
I mean, what else? I mean, it has to be something Alabama related, right? So it's either going to be horseback riding, etiquette dinner, or slavery.
Roll Tide.
Yep, it was going to be one of those three.
Sorry, everyone from Alabama, but I mean, if you live in Alabama and are at least somewhat aware of, because it was that senator from Alabama, right, that said Alabama has always been about equal rights. Remember that? It was just a couple months ago. It might have been that movie with Sasha, whatever, Baron Cohen, where he like trapped people. And he's like, Alabama has always been about equal rights.
So we have a little continuity problem here. She just put a blindfold on. Tayshia did. Number one, we're in Tayshia's hometown, not Corona Del Mar, but Santa Ana, which is farther and not by any ocean that they're at.
Well, either way, they're in Orange County, which our listeners know we absolutely love Orange County.
Nope. And number two, she put the blindfold on him and he said, is this the Bird Box challenge? Now, Bird Box came out in January.
Bird Box?
Yeah, and that's when this stopped filming. Or maybe it came out in December.
Maybe he read the book.
Yeah, I'm sure he read a book.
I mean, of all the continuity errors, I'm not sure I'm going to, like,
and now
go
going
deep state on this.
Now they're going to Lake Elsinore, which is in Riverside.
Yeah, no. Lake Elsinore is nowhere. Oh, they're going to the... They're going to the place where all
the mattresses are sold. This is like Elsinore.
I was going to say where all of the parachuting happens. That's in Paris.
Paris.
Not Paris, Perez.
P-E-R-R-I-S.
I've been there. I've watched the skydiving.
Paris.
Yes. That's where they are. But it's still a hell of a ways from Orange County.
Very far. That's like an hour and a half drive in the middle of the night.
So that's the length. So he had to sit there blindfolded with Tayshia, who he barely knows, in the backseat of the car for at least an hour, making small talk. That's almost as painful as trying to do a podcast at a bachelor watch party.
Who knows if he's even... I mean, if she's driving on the freeway, does he even know which way he's going if he's not even from the area?
I've literally stood at that picnic bench.
Don't
and
believe
have,
Craig.
I've been there.
He's not telling the truth.
I've had a crappy burger and fries. Don't sue us. Restaurant that's there.
The only game in town.
It is literally the only game in town. With my dad. So my dad wanted to go to this train. He does model trains. So he came out from Vegas where he lives, and we went to this train show, and then... I was like, let's get some lunch. So we just happened upon the parachuting place and had lunch there. It was not a good lunch, but it was awesome to watch the parachute. It's cool.
Cool.
I think that's interesting.
They just made a funny joke on the episode, which is why I was distracted. They said, if the parachute doesn't work, don't worry, you have a backup. If the backup doesn't work, follow your instructor down the long tunnel to the white light. Everyone kind of laughed.
That's funny. Science portion of the show. What?
No, I'm just saying, wow.
I've seen the plane. So they go up high, obviously, and then they jump
out. There better not be numbers in this science, Craig.
That's how parachuting works.
Numbers does not play.
You look up from the ground, and you try to see the parachuters come out of the plane. You cannot see the parachuters come out of the plane. They're too small. And then they come into view. It's a weird thing. Like, I never think about the resolution of your eyes. Like, there is a point where you can't see something.
I do think about that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you cannot see them.
But when you're in the plane, you don't expect to see people on the ground.
Well, it's just strange to me that there is a point when something is so small you can't see it, and then suddenly it becomes just big enough that you can see.
Oh, Tisha's nerve.
No one cares.
My biggest issue here is that why are they doing another jump? Right? This is their first day with a jump because it brings people together. Oh. So this is kind of symbolic of how far behind she is, that she needs to do something that...
I mean, this is the absolute last thing I'd want to do on a, like, meeting someone's parents.
Well, what do they call when you, like, what is it called when you fabricate a situation so that you are brought closer together? Like, you know, you rob a bank.
Right.
So that you guys can love each other.
Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember that phrase.
Didn't you say you did that? You got into a car with some guy in high school, and then you went to Vegas and robbed a bank?
Not robbed the bank.
You go skydiving? No.
But this is the kind of issue. This is the kind of... people that are addicted to relationships tend to do these kinds of things early on if they have money. But even before that, they'll, you know... go on almost like all night love benders, and I don't mean sex. I mean, like, they'll just spend
love bender. Yeah, I like that.
Spend all their time with them, and these are
the problem with watching this is there's no suspense. We would already know if the chute didn't open.
What the what will be?
If the chute weren't gonna open, we'd already know it.
They should have just stacked.
Taping would have been canceled. You know. I'm glad I parachuted with you, Keisha. That was so fun, and we're so vulnerable up in the air.
I would only want to do this in one of those wind tunnel things. Yeah. That's my only... I would never jump out of a plane.
Don't you get windburn? Like,
yeah.
Skin be all...
Keisha's father, right? She kind of prepped Colton that he's a hard ass, right?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually don't pay attention to the shows. I really have no idea what you're talking about. Now we get some great distant aerial views of Irvine. All right, here we are, commercial break.
I still say that the Bird Box reference was, shoehorned in later, or maybe they had an advanced screening. Or
yeah, the night before, they're like, all right, pizza and beer, and we're going to watch this Bird Box.
This movie that's already a hit before it's even out.
Isn't it on Netflix? ABC have any interest in that?
I think it came out last year. So
it did come out last year during Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the timeline kind of matches, but there was no Bird Box challenge. He said the Bird Box challenge,
okay.
Which was definitely
that
more.
That I defer to you.
As far as conspiracy theories go, I think it goes like this. Number one is that it wasn't the Titanic that sank, but its sister ship, the Olympic, that they switched in order to do an insurance scam. Number two is that there's a secret New World Order base underneath Denver International Airport. Then you go way, 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 way down, and that's where you get to Bird Box didn't premiere before this episode was shot.
It's still a conspiracy theory. You don't need to have a good one to have one. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that's a good thing about conspiracy theories. Anyone can say anything.
Yeah. You believe in the moon?
All right, Chris. How you feeling?
I feel great.
Oh, I love this commercial with this turkey. Honestly, it's because my kid loves it, but I still love it. It's so cute. So you
for Chantix, right? Stop smoking.
Right, stop smoking.
Oh, because so, you have to quit cold turkey. I get it.
You quit slow turkey.
Wow, we just spiked our audio.
Yeah, we just
so
that was our first spike, was cheering for the cold turkey.
So he's like a retired turkey because he's going slow turkey instead of cold turkey.
I love it.
Isn't he cute?
So, but when does he smoke then?
No. He is what you're going on.
Where's my vape pen?
That's the best vertically integrated.
Is it
ever.
This or is it the poop box? Or is it? There's a few commercials like this that are very they illustrate very well the point.
Craig's theory. I don't know if you're a fan of this film, ECR, or the book, but Inherent Vice, P.T. Anderson, of
I
course,
love
one of my favorite.
That movie.
And Inherent Vice is all about vertically integrated drug addiction, and then rehab facilities that get people off the drug addiction, the Golden Fang Syndicate. So, Craig, you're onto something with
what's
this.
What's the name of the film?
Inherent Vice.
Inherent Vice.
I actually think the movie's. I love the movie, but I actually think the book is great. If you guys have ever read Gravity's Rainbow,
I haven't read any
book.
I have a,
right,
a
Gravity's Rainbow,
fiction, but I've never read. I just am a P.T. Anderson fan.
Yeah.
That movie is great.
And when I found out P.T. Anderson was going to do a Gravity's Rainbow author, which I totally forgot his name right now.
Thomas Pynchon.
Thank you. Thomas Pynchon, yes. Book that I had read but didn't really get. I need to go reread that book. It was Inherent Vice, Craig. You're going to hate it. It's so good. So good.
See, I think Craig and I have opposite tastes on films all the way down the line.
No, we meet at Mission Impossible Fallout, my
friend. There we go.
Okay, here we are. Tasha's house. It's a Craftsman in Orange County. He's holding flowers. And he's like, you nailed it. Or you're gonna nail it. Family's sitting on a couch.
I think her mom is Hispanic.
So it's a mixed race family?
The ultimate mixed race. You can't get any more mixed than that. In a good way.
Should I be editing this out?
No, I think this is, you can't cut.
Well, as a white guy, I have no comment.
Sorry. In my early 20s, I lived in a very black second neighborhood. And you can have the best of both worlds. There it is. I mean, there's...
That seems friendly, Chris.
I guess I shouldn't say that they're black again because she could be any race. She could be from any nationality. That's
right.
She's Hispanic and black.
Latin American.
The dad has this intensity that just has me on the edge of my seat. He seems nice, but he's holding that room. He's holding everyone in the palm of his hand.
This dad does not seem... He seems a little intimidating just with his presence.
Well, Chris
and
says he's about to snap here. I mean, he's sensing it, right?
He had a lot of tension. And he held that.
He doesn't feel respected, the dad. See, now he's going to let it all out on Colton. So the mom and Tayshia, is that the mom? I don't want to get this wrong since we were so off before.
This is the mom.
Okay. And they're doing what all moms and daughters do, which is to sit on a fully bed sheet, you know, on top of the bed sheets, cross-legged and chatting.
Oh,
the cross the bed hug over
that
the pillow.
That is a exorcist bed if I ever saw one.
Okay, this is cool. We got Colton and the dad. Now, Chris, you think this is it?
There was nothing in that
look
bedroom except
eyes.
The cross.
The dad's about to tear up.
Look at his eyes.
Why? Because his guy's in love with his daughter?
That's no, I don't think it's an emotional thing. I feel like it's like a stressful energy kind
yes.
of thing.
He said, man, you're laying it on me.
He used the word man?
If you will, manning up.
Oh, man.
This whole season has been man.
Chris Harrison started
man.
Somebody at the watch party here says they know somebody who wrote captions.
Well, I know someone who wrote captions.
You can tell these are not truly live captions because they are happening instantaneously and have a fairly high quality.
Right.
So.
That's TV news.
Right. Because they have shows that where it's automated, right? Like ESPN, right? That can't possibly be live.
No. TV news, you'll see a slight delay. The line will come up
there's
a little bit afterwards.
There's lots of typos and stuff. I just assumed it was...
Have you ever seen them delete themselves and then reappear?
No.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I feel like they feel like us. They know she's cut. And they're trying to play a TV role.
Well, why do we know she's cut? I'd like to know what's from.
I think we all know what the problem is.
Wait, is race the only thing?
He kept her on as a spy. Because he... Okay, here's what happened.
He's using it.
Kind of. But here's what happened. Last episode, he asked Tayshia, it doesn't matter, hurt my feelings, I'll live with it. She did. She hurt him right in the feelings. So, when someone makes you feel badly, but then they're the consolation prize, you extra, and then they did you a favor at the same time and you're going to rat them out, you kind of give them even more than you want to give them. So, last episode, she hurt him, he tried to put a spin on it and be like, I'm glad Tayshia's here. That makes me happy. And so he got too excited for her. But not really her, just trying to make himself feel better in the moment.
So you're thinking it's more than race, because that could have been whether or not that she was black or white or anything.
When we say race, I think we mean, like I've said tons of times before, culture and matching up. Colton is not going to date anyone who's not like him. I think we've said this before.
We don't know that for sure.
We do. Wait, I mean, I don't, but I do.
I mean, you've been saying this from day one, so I'm not, like, calling you out for saying that you haven't been saying all along. I think I've been trying to believe that it's not just about blonde white women to hold her, but, like, maybe we'll find out here at the end of the episode.
It's not necessarily about skin color. That's what people always think racism is. It's not, like, it's not racism. It's...
The combination.
Yeah, it's a few facts. It's an ineffable.
Well, what's going to happen if he cuts somebody other than Tayshia and she's in the top three? Is that, see, that could
if
mess
that
up.
If that happens, make me a dare.
At the beginning of our broadcast, I mentioned that there were two, Kaylin and Cassie had sisters who were somehow known. I thought that Kaylin's sister was kind of a fizzle, but this Cassie's sister was the one I think was on like some sort of Tonight Show and was famous for something. So, and everyone's buzzing, so I'm looking forward to her stealing the show from Cassie. This is going to be good. All right, it's fair. You want to talk movies. The newest Power Rangers, the sort of, I guess, reboot, was really good.
See, that's very good. I'll have to see that. You'll have to see it.
Takes us right back to the very first season.
I heard it was really good, and I wanted to say that I was following the Power Rangers until I was 23. Yeah, with Mystic
Force.
Like
I remember the day.
Yeah, I stopped after the original like run. When it got into,
I love the original run.
I'm a little older than you, so I was there right from the beginning.
Yeah, I had sheets. I had Power Rangers sheets. Don't even talk to being a bigger Power Ranger fan. Third grade, I even had the cards.
The very first movie?
I did go, but by that time it wasn't cool in my school anymore. But I remember when the White Ranger got his flute, so it was around that time.
Yes.
Right?
When Tommy the Green Ranger turned into Tommy the White Ranger.
You know, Tommy from the Power Rangers now has his own like dojo.
Right. Well, in the most recent movie, which was very good, after the credits, they had a post credit bump, and they teased the Green Ranger because he wasn't in it. So they showed a desk, and they're like, Tommy, where are you? And they showed a green jacket on the desk.
Didn't,
so cool.
Didn't Trini die on 9/11, so it got no news coverage? Have you guys heard that?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, well, anyway, let me tell you what I think, but I guess I'll tell you after the next commercial, because it's about Colton and race relations, but it's not necessarily racist or racial. It's just what happens when someone grows up around a lot of their own kind and then has to put their feelers out for someone that's not like them.
Yes. No, I understand. I understand completely. All right, here we are. Is that Huntington Beach?
Yes, it is.
Yes, this is where I grew up.
Yeah.
I mean, since I was
We're on a hometown date with EZR. This makes me want to do your hometown date, EZR, even more.
I know, this has been pitched before. EZR, can we get you to say that you might do that one day?
If everyone comes with me, we can all three of us go on a hometown date with the beach.
Okay. Yeah. I can sing the entire intro and post and ending credit songs from Baywatch.
And I'll tell you right now, no one calls it Huntington. They call it, and no one called it HB until the stickers came out. That's not true.
Wait, so
people did not.
I've never
call
heard
it,
it called HB.
People now say HB because of the because
no, they
of the
say
stickers.
Huntington Beach.
Yeah, but she just called it
Surf
Huntington.
City.
No one calls it that.
Surf, you don't call it Surf City?
No, because it got there was a lawsuit. I remember with Santa Cruz for a while. Of who owns Surf City?
Too far into this here.
Okay. So many memories.
Well, Rochester was like, no, we're Surf City.
Yeah, that killed the lawsuit. Death next track.
I heard that in Rochester they have the best funeral parlors.
That's probably true. It's a great place to die.
Whoa, that's heavy. Okay, here we are at the live watch party. The room has reanimated because there's a...
We're at a...
Yes.
Little
I like the idea of them being little tucked in mice into a tiny house.
They all have like their little albino red eyed mice that all come scurrying out.
Anyone that's ever
you
been on.
You accidentally lifted the mom off and they're all like, ah!
Anyone that's ever been on Pornhub is now on Pornhub watching incest porn, which is like the hot new.
Oh my god, thing. Craig, no.
Cannot wait. All right, we're back at the live watch party, and what we've officially designated as the sister rats, right? The rats.
The whole family. I think there's six or five brothers and sisters, or maybe they're all just friends. I mean, two sisters and then friends that came over.
The mom looks just like the daughters. And the daughters all look similar. And they're all very blonde. And the dad hasn't said anything.
And Colton is accidentally holding the wrong woman's hand. He hasn't noticed.
Hold on, don't give anyone any ideas. So she's talking with sister number A.
Oh my god. Craig, if you have nothing to say about the sister's puckered... It looks like she put one of those cups on herself that like puckers her
well,
lips
Well, the Kardashians like made that a thing, right? You suck into a cup. I don't really understand the puffy lip thing. That's not something I get fine attractive. But she's got very high cheekbones that look a little surgical.
Instead of a cross, it was like...
I would believe... That would believe that's
the
actually
gods of
them.
Hell.
They're all Wiccan. She went to an evangelical Christian Wiccan. See, the mom has that puckered lip thing going. Maybe it's genetic.
It's that if her mom has not had work done. Come on. Come on, everybody.
Family.
A little.
Have we talked on the podcast about Lindsay Lohan's new show on MTV?
I've only heard the Howard Stern interview, so I don't have much to say about it.
It is unbelievable.
I will watch.
It's out. It's
good.
It's absurdist television. You love it. It's like...
Well, the Lindsay Lohan, maybe like 7 years ago, had that movie, The Canyons. Do you know about that, Craig? Before Paul Schrader was in everyone's good graces again this year, he made a lot of really shitty movies, including The Canyons.
Right. Well, we got it. If we do a David Lynch episode, then maybe we follow it with a Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club episode. Because that show... deserves a deconstruction bachelor master club.
I'll do it.
She
sounds like an
He's right. You don't have to rush it.
Maybe it's the whenever this happens, maybe it's the parents' way of being of like kind of outing them on TV, saying you obviously weren't it's coded for you're not here for the right reasons. And it's their way of kind of
like, well, remember those commercials when we were kids? Like, who taught you to do drugs? You, Dad. You taught me. That'd be cool if one of them broke out and said, you, Dad, you told me to go on this show.
Yeah.
That would be the Dean Date.
But
that'd be up there with Dean Date, yeah.
But with, you know, the dad can't get to her any other way except to be live on TV to call her out.
Right.
So that would be another layer.
There's no emotional connection between dad and daughter except when on TV.
But that would be another way to go even down another step into, like, you know, who put you up to this? Why would you even go on this? Dad, we filled out the application together.
Dad, don't you remember, Dad? We filled out the application.
And ever since you were young, you were betrothing me at 13 years old.
We tried to get on Big Brother, and that didn't work. And then
the Amazing Race, the father and daughter team.
Well, that's how Stassi on Vanderpump Rules. It was a family. She was on Family. Amazing Race. So there's precedence there.
She just told us Colton. Do you want to recap?
Yeah, recap.
Well, Colton withheld I'm falling in love with you, right? He said, I wanted to say that to Cassie, but didn't. And she said it to him. Is that correct?
I think she said to him, I wish you
sent
said
him
that.
Home. Look, Colton's getting in a car. He's being driven away. She caught Colton.
I love this new version of The Bachelor where everyone just cuts each other.
She's like, Colton, you're cut.
Oh my gosh, that would be awesome. My
way to be the Bachelorette. Yeah,
that would be so rad to just do that. Even if you're not getting the rose, just go up and be like, Colton, you're cut.
Well, has anyone ever declined a rose in the history of the show?
Yes.
Do tell.
I don't remember specifics, but I remember people saying, I can't accept this rose. I wish I...
Oh, well, it's happened on Bachelor in Paradise.
We've had three self-cuts this season alone.
Yeah. But declining a rose right there and then, there have been people that have pulled other people up, before the final rose or before the final rose is handed out. Not the final, but the final of the night. They will pull the principal person aside, the bachelor, bachelorette, and say, I can't, I have to go. That's happened. Hasn't been,
will you accept this rose? No. I think that's happened in Bachelor Paradise.
I've only gone back as far as 2004, I want to say, so it could have happened before then, but I don't remember that exactly.
Oh, that reminds me. So I'm reading the Bachelor Nation book.
Yes.
She dedicates a little time to the villain who... No. Well, there's a few villains, but the woman who was accused of sleeping with the producer.
Rosalind Pappas.
Yeah. And she interviewed about it several times before, and she said no, that was... From her perspective, there was no... Nothing. It was all made up. He made it up, the producer.
But she's the one...
He said... She said that he was his producer to pre-show. So he came out to where she was to do hometown-y, hi, I'm whoever, I'm Rosalind footage. So he knew her... Because he was the producer assigned to her. She said in the book that he got infatuated with her out of, beyond what you're supposed to. And then so when they came back, we had sex or whatever. And she said, like, she's flummoxed. She got, don't believe it.
I actually kind of, I remembering back, I do think that's possible. Because what basically happened is that they kicked her off saying she was having an affair. And she was like, what? And then she was so mad that on the one of these, women tell all shows that wasn't called that back then, it was right. called something else. She said, I can't believe, she didn't address that, what you just said, but she said something like that. And then she accused Chris Harrison of flirting with her.
Right.
As in kind of like an F you all thing. So because they all ganged up on her, I'm sure, PR-wise, she was pissed. So I totally don't doubt that. Even if she's changing her story a little bit, I don't think that's off.
And Juan Pablo did not have sex with that woman in the ocean. Apparently that was all manufactured too. The producers were like, go swim in the ocean with him.
Juan Pablo got the worst.
He was like a creep. He was like a creeper. He made it seem like they had sex, even though it wasn't even like that.
Right, because they manipulated him. And I have a big...
You don't think it's all him?
I feel for Juan Pablo.
You love Juan Pablo.
You love Juan Pablo.
I think he's
so
fine.
So in your book, Leo, then Juan Pablo.
I think Juan Pablo is very misunderstood. I don't think he's perfect. I don't think he's a great bachelor.
Well, he also had a language barrier.
Language barrier, cultural barrier. Huge. People keep making fun of his go-to phrases, and I think if anyone anyone listening or any one of us learned a second language later in life, we would have go-to phrases in those languages. Like, he kept saying, it's okay. And people always make fun of him, and I feel like that's super racially tinged to say that.
All right. This is it, Chris.
We're still rolling. That's good.
The end of our very first live remote from a Bachelor Watch Party. Possibly our only ever live remote from a Bachelor Watch Party.
Possibly, but possibly not.
I mean, I'll be curious to see what people tweet and or Instagram and or Facebook at us, their feedback.
I think this is unique as far as live shows from podcasts that I follow, because they're usually on stages or not as much in the action as we are, which I like.
There's a lot of podcasts that are obsessed with like quality and, you know, having real microphones and actual noise reduction. We don't care about those things. We just put the microphone in the middle of the room.
And we are off script all the time.
All the time.
Okay, so you're sticking with your prediction, ECR.
All right, ECR is all three women are going to be the blonde.
Someone bet me, please.
I just think, Tayshia's in.
There's no need to convince because what's going to happen is going to happen. It's already pre-recorded. I'm not sending brainwaves.
Right, right.
Over.
It's not like we're watching like a live football game.
Yeah. Still, I don't know what's going to happen, and I guess that's what I mean.
Don't take her. Don't.
Dang, and she looks really good tonight. That's the best she's ever looked. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. I mean, like, she looks confident. You know, I mean that normal.
Yes.
This is one of her best looks. It's a good dress on her. I mean, jeez, that sounds so bad. It's not sexual.
It's a very nice dress.
Yeah. She is. It fits her. It suits her.
She could be on the red carpet last night.
Yes.
I think you guys might disagree with this, but the skydiving date kind of appeals to me. I think she had the best date, too, out of all four.
You're saying you would want to go skydiving?
I think that's the best date out of the dates that we saw for people in a relationship at this point. That's the most appealing.
I still have something to say about Colton's... About Colton's like matching up with the kinds of people he's supposed to be with, but we can save that for next week. I think I've actually kind of brushed on it before, anyways.
Well, I mean, Kaylin,
honestly, now I'm thinking that maybe it could be Kaylin.
What does Kaylin
have
going for?
But I'll still bet you.
Right. All right. I'm sticking with the original prediction.
Besides a huge chin, what does Kaylin have that's?
She's a beauty queen. Like, isn't that like, let's say if you told me you could date a soccer player. I can't think of a good thing because I don't care about anything enough. But if you said to me,
I will have
dance,
you know that I made out with Miss Massachusetts on spring break in Florida. Would have been circa 1999. That's a fact. In your hometowns? So to me, it's like,
I got some stories.
It wasn't like a hot passionate makeout. It was more like a drunken spring break.
It's like we need a drop for Craig's sexual adventures.
Yeah.
That's not a sexual adventure, though. I wasn't like claiming a sexual
back. I was eight when
conquest.
We were doing that.
You know why?
I don't think making out is hooking up.
My time. When I got pregnant, I thought to myself, this is great. I've made out with everyone I've ever wanted to make out with.
Right.
Life is
you
over.
You sowed your oats.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun. Dun,
dun.
Tayshia wasn't going to be sad. I like her now.
Oh, where's your Metro card?
That means Kaylin's cut? That's crazy.
I guess so.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where's your Metro card?
You didn't bet me. You did not bet me. So he's going to take her to the fantasy suite. Okay, he's not going to have sex with her. He's not going to have sex with her.
Because of cultural differences.
No, he's just not going to have sex with her. He's just not.
Oh, shit. This is interesting.
Well, it's gotta be Cassie.
This is a bit of a plot twist.
They threw us a curveball.
So Kaylin is cut.
Wait, it's quite a plot twist.
Can we just mention there still hasn't been any jumping of the fence?
And
what's the fuck? Where is the fence?
I just remember
we're all
the
angry
fence.
Again. Good.
Yeah. At the end of every episode, like, God damn,
so annoying. So that means he does flee from a fantasy suite and hop the fence.
Woo!
See ya!
And that's what Colton thinks of people that are adopted. It's a shame.
What is he think?
She had one too many dramatic stories from her when she was younger.
That means she's primed to be the Bachelorette.
Yes. She's being cut right at the right time.
Yeah. Because she's not tainted by Colton's love.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Well, Craig, ECR, you both made great observations and put me to shame. You're both right in your own ways.
All right. Oh, well, we'll keep recording.
The reality show pack. Yes, they.
Wait, is she only hugging her? Oh, Shane! Oh my God!
She only hugged Cassie. That's funny.
This is Chris signing off.
That's her dad.
ECR.
I'm so confused. Her parents look like
ECR signing off too.
We'd like to thank our awesome Bachelor Watch Party hosts for having the Bachelor Masters tonight. And we'll be here right next week, right? No? Okay.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll just set up shop. All right. Well, we have to go because we can't watch the
Good Doctor
without getting very upset. Yeah. So we better leave now. All right. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.